Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So yesterday, and it's up on podcast. By the way, a little bit later in the show, Dan and I will reveal, it's fun to see what is it that gets shared that people go to on podcasts, the all-time record. And Dan, it's very surprising how some of these take off. It's amazing, isn't it? You just can't predict it. So we'll give you some of our top 10 a little bit later on. But Mark Levin was on Monday, and we know about Mark Levin's plan, and I think it's accurate. It is the U.S. Constitution. But yesterday, we had the majority leader of the Republicans on. All they're doing at this point that I see, they are trying to get to the Supreme Court, which is good, but it's only on the issue of this 3 days after the election, you can have these ballots. There are two other or three or four big issues out there, and that the core issue is not that, to me, not that the 3 days after, how ridiculous that is, it's that the legislature has the power, not this rogue court, to set the processes of how we count the ballots. That's the critical issue. Out of Montgomery County, they are all hands on deck, second to none, to make sure, as best they can, we get an accurate count. Let's go to the head of the Republicans there. Liz Preate-Havey is back with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Liz, welcome in. And I hear your phone is ringing pretty regularly with volunteers.
Yes. Oh, boy. Absolutely. And, Dom, thanks to you for having me on your show last week. When I talked about what we needed and I urged people to call, we got 50 volunteers in the last week. So we are super excited. We still don't have enough. And you're talking about these rulings. Well, the rulings have now officially allowed the drop boxes to be placed all over the state. But specifically, we know that there will be a lot of them in Montgomery County, in libraries and other places. We're waiting for the final list of those. But we really we need as many volunteers as possible to watch the people dropping their ballots off into these ballot boxes. We want to make sure that there are not multiple ballots being dropped. Now, that's still the law. You can't drop multiple ballots in these boxes. Fortunately, they didn't change that. But the ballot boxes are where, you know, you could see someone decides, well, I'm going to go online and apply for all of my Democrat, friends. I'm going to apply for them an absentee ballot. All these absentee ballots come. They go and say, I'm going to sit in your house and I'm going to collect all these ballots and I'm going to drop them all off. Well, that's not okay. The voter needs to complete the ballot and drop it off themselves. And we want to make sure that that happens in Montgomery County.
Absolutely. That's one. And Liz, yesterday, talking with the majority leader, he told us they know about vans with drop boxes that are being set up, I think, in certain parts of the state. In Philadelphia, Liz, it's going to be, based upon the money, they got $10 million from a Chicago group. Those drop boxes are going to be 24/7. At least in Montgomery County, you don't think that'll be the case.
No, that was not the case in the primary. And I don't believe, as of right now, that's not the case. We have a call with the members of the election board on Friday, but I don't believe that's the case. For example, I know of one that's going to be in Ludington Library in Lower Merion. You know, the library closes. So, that's, if they're 24 hours, that is ripe for vandals, for all sorts of bad things happening. And I would assume that the Democrats would at least agree to not keep them open all day. I'm surprised about Philadelphia. That's a disaster. I got to tell you, Dom, all of these cases that have come down in the last few days by far-left judges in all these swing states, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, it's really alarming. So I hope everybody here in Pennsylvania listening to this, you know, go to your parents who are maybe, you know, not sure that they're going to vote. Make sure they vote, even if it's by mail. Every single vote is going to count here. And also, one other thing, Dom, We were lucky. We just found out 2 days ago that Kimberly Guilfoyle is coming to town, and we're putting together a lunch for her on Thursday in Malvern. So if people want to meet Kimberly, it's going to be outdoors, beautiful office complex in the back, and we'd love for people to meet Kimberly. That's Thursday. That's tomorrow. And just look us up at MontgomeryCountyGOP.com.
Get her on the show to promote it. We'll get the lunch menu out there with her. Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right.
Okay, yeah, get her on. Okay, I know that. And Liz, you have a big watch party coming up on the 29th. Where are you holding that?
Well, we've got a watch party on the 15th, October 15th.
Okay,
not the 29th. We may be having a watch party. That's we've put a request all the way up the chain for another big Trump campaign person, and we're waiting to hear if that happens, and that will be outdoors, and that will be in western Montgomery County. So if that happens, you know, check out our website, and we'll let you know how to get details for that. MontgomeryCountyGOP.com.
Right. And you're right. Every vote counts. Even though we know about the encroachment of Democrats in the suburbs and places like Montgomery County, if Montgomery County does reasonably well, despite all that, it all counts in the end. It's a big state with a lot of Trump support out there. But, you know, I just think Republicans in Harrisburg have to jump in and fight a little bit harder here.
Liz, you're getting involved with our side topic, too.
You're getting involved with our side topic, which is your favorite dog, Liz. So what's the doggie's name?
Oh, I've got two. I've got Louie and Gracie, both black and white. yeah. This is what it's like working from home because of the governor's lockdown and all the kids at home working. I've got three kids here and two dogs, so sorry for the disruption.
No, that's it. I love it how you put it back on Wolfman Hack, the dog barking on the show. It's due to the governor. Yes.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Liz, what's that website again?
MontgomeryCountyGOP.com. And again, I urge people, give us a couple hours. It's one afternoon. Listen, we know, Trump lost Montgomery County by over 90,000 votes and still won the state. I just want to make sure that we turn out as many voters as we possibly can, and we prohibit as much of the possible election fraud that could take place with these ballots, these mail-in ballots. And we just can't do it alone. And I thank all those people who were listening before who have volunteered, but we need more.
Absolutely. Liz, thank you. And you don't have to be in Montgomery County. You can be for anywhere volunteering for this.
Exactly.
All right, Liz, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.